Leaders are all around us, at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate, they risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, we talk to local leaders who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Brian Mize of the Methodist Children's Home. Nan Holmes leads the conversation that was recorded January 23rd in the KWBU studio.
I'm Nan Holmes, and thank you for joining us today for KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm visiting now with Brian Mize, Vice President for Quality Improvement at the Methodist Children's Home, right here in Waco. Brian, I'm so glad we finally are able to schedule this interview. You are part of a very hardworking team, and before we talk about the Methodist Children's Home, I want to know about your early days. Where did you grow up?
Thank you, Nan. I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this program. I grew up in Victoria, Texas, south of Houston, and grew up in a Baptist pastor's family, and was fortunate to be able to stay in Victoria throughout my childhood. Never had to move, which is unusual.
That's very unusual.
The pastor's family. Mm-hmm. So we were blessed, and my two brothers and I were blessed to be able just to grow up in Victoria.
And so where did you go to school after Victoria?
I'm kind of hesitant to mention this on the campus of Baylor, but I went to TCU and went through bachelor's and master's degrees and to prepare for a career in public relations. So I'm a horned frog. But Our son Brandon is a senior at Baylor, so our loyalties are to Baylor at this point in my life. So.
Yes, and your paycheck, too. Think back to those early days, and who were some of the people who gave you your leadership skills or instilled in you the idea that you could be a leader? Can you think of anyone? I mean, go back as far as you can recall.
First of all, my mom and my dad, and being able to see them as a pastor's wife, that's a very demanding calling. To be able to see how they handle the responsibility, the love for our church family, the relationships that they developed, and their commitment to that church and the ministry was just a solid foundation for me. After I went to TCU, graduated, my first job was at Howard Payne University in Brownwood as Director of Public Relations. And the president at the time, Don Newberry, is probably, he's one of those individuals who just has a unique gift of building connections and relationships with people. And I learned by working with him and observing him the importance of being able to build relationships. Also to offer affirmation, because he would oftentimes write notes just to encourage employees and students just for the job well done. And that was something that I picked up on early, and it's an important part of my life at this point. But also our pastor at First Baptist Brownwood, Dr. Ron Cook. He's now associate professor at Truett on Baylor campus.
Wow.
But during that time, I was teaching in the youth department, and he and his wife Sarah have three children. The oldest one, Graham, son, is I came particularly close to. And Dr. Cook and Sarah always affirmed that relationship that I had with Graham. And I think they're the ones that really helped me understand that God can use me to be an encouragement to others, to help them grow, and in the process to help me grow. And then Methodist Children's Home. I've had the privilege of working with three great presidents, Dr. Jack Kyle Daniels, Bobby Gillum, and our current president, Tim Brown. And they each have their own unique leadership styles, but the consistent element was they empowered me and challenged me with new opportunities to learn and to grow. And that's something that I've always appreciated, and that certainly has helped me develop leadership skills.
When did you come to the Methodist Children's Home?
Came in 2002. I had been at Howard Payne for about 12 years. Had sensed a desire to get out of the educational system, but to find a way I can continue to use public relations skills, and a children's home came to mind. And so I looked at some opportunities, and very fortunate that Methodist Children's Home worked out.
And so when you first came to the home, what did you do? The same job you're doing now?
A different job. It was public relations, working in the development department to help share the MCH story. And that was writing stories, photography, publications, marketing.
Trying to educate people in another way, yes, from ma'am. Another angle.
Absolutely.
For those who have not driven by your complex, or they might drive by it and don't even notice that it's the Methodist Children's Home, Describe that campus.
It's an amazing campus. It really is. And so often we hear individuals that come onto campus for the first time say, you know, I've driven by this campus for years. I never really knew what it was. But once I came on, we've seen evidence of just how God has used individuals to create a place of safety and security for children from hard places. It's 130 acres. Interestingly, it developed back in the 1930s through the vision of an administrator, Dr. Hubert Johnson. And so it's an amazing testimony to not only how God's blessed us, but also with donors who have helped to build that campus. And it's just one of our locations. It's the original location. We also have the Boys Ranch outside Waco, and then offices throughout Texas and New Mexico.
Yes, we'll talk a little bit about that. And then your outreach operation, they will be moving into a new facility, so you'll have another campus. Tell me about that.
We're very excited. They actually moved in just in the last few weeks. Yeah. And it's the former Dwyer Group building on Waco Drive near the former police station.
Mm-hmm.
But the family outreach office in Waco has always been located on our primary campus that you were asking about. But part of our strategic plan is to call us to move into the community. And so this was an opportunity that came up for us to be able to actually relocate that staff from the Waco campus and more closer to the downtown community. So Brooke and her staff will be able to have better connections with the surrounding areas. It's a high traffic area down Waco Drive, which will be able to draw some attention to it. But Brooke and her staff do an outstanding job of serving this community and partnering with other agencies and ministries to be able to meet needs. And their office is one of 13 that we have throughout Texas and New Mexico that provide a variety of family services, community-based services.
Well, what I like so much is they're working to keep the family together, which for a children's home seems like an unusual job, but it really helps prevent families from falling apart, children from, I mean, the home, the big campus and the Boys Ranch, they have their own missions and their goals, but the outreach really does try to preserve the family as best they can.
Absolutely, and it's really the goal for all of our programs. We realize that, you know, prevention and in-home services is vital, but trying to find ways we can help prevent the placement of children into programs like our residential campus, but we also realize that there are times when the family situation doesn't allow that. And so they need places like our residential program in Waco and at the Boys Ranch. And so it's this complete continuum of care. And our goal is mission is to serve kids in the best place for their growth and health and safety. And sometimes that may look like services that Brooke and her staff provide through in-home services. But sometimes it means the kid or young person needs to come onto our residential program or the Boys Ranch. And it's interesting, though, that this transition in the residential program used to, back in the days when we were an orphanage, kids would come young and stay throughout their childhood and teenage years. But now the average stay is about 15 months. And
really?
So our goal is to try to, is family reunification, to be able to work with the child, be able to try to engage their family in the care, and be able to bring the families back together and if it's a safe and healthy environment for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a change in the paradigm from just orphans to children of all kinds of status. And I was really interested in all the different scenarios that play out at the Methodist Children's Home. It's not just one program, one child, one program. It's very diversified.
It takes all kinds of programs and services and employees to be able to meet the needs.
Oh, an army. That's what I think. There's an army out there on Herring Avenue of people who want children to succeed. And to me, that is like just the best ministry that goes beyond any denomination or any one group of people. That's a real ministry because these people, these children are the future. If they stay here in Waco, they're the future of Waco and other communities. Whereas if they are brought up to have that sense of community, civic mindedness, then I think it everybody wins.
And an important part of that is the aspect of trying to help children and families develop healthy relationships and trusting relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's what our mission is all about, because it starts there in their own families. But really, it's something that's why it takes so many employees to be able to serve these kids as home parents and direct care staff and coaches and rec staff members and choir teachers and spiritual development. It's just full range of programs and services that we use to create this sense of normalcy.
And you even have athletics.
Absolutely, yes, ma'am. A very successful athletic
program. You have a football team, I know, because I saw the Waco Tribune Herald. I'm like, what? They have a football team?
We have a six-man football team.
That's great.
But we have sports for boys and girls, and it's just another way to try to keep them engaged, give them activities that they can be a part of, and that helps their overall growth.
Well, we've discussed the leadership skills that the people who impacted you, and I'm getting a glimpse of something of what's necessary to have such a huge campus, but on a daily basis, what skills are necessary for you when you're trying to decide to what deserves the priority? How do I prioritize this list of things to do when you get up in the morning and go into the office?
That's a great question. I think my position is driven by our strategic plan, and that's my primary areas of responsibility are training, accreditation. I work closely with human resources. Our continuous quality improvement process is an agency-wide process that we go through to evaluate on an ongoing basis our program services, daily operations, trying to find ways to streamline or improve those. But it's also I'm part of an outstanding executive management team, and we have our president, Tim Brown, and our vice presidents that work closely together to determine priorities. We often work with each other, and I think that's one of the most enjoyable parts of my job is being able to work with employees throughout the agency and trying to find ways to help them and their work. But it's definitely a challenge, but it's a very rewarding.
And so do you find yourself some days with a plan, I'm going to do this, and then you find yourself putting out fires here and there? How do you balance all of that?
You know, that's one of the questions that you often think about, because everybody goes through that, and we all experience it. And I think for me, going back to the leadership skills, I think one of the keys for me is being able to have the relationships of trust and respect with other staff members, so that if something does come up, if they identify a need something they need from me, then I'm willing to be able to take that time to help them, because I know that by helping them complete their task, that it enables them to move forward. And so it's just a team effort. It really is. And every day is different, but that's one of the exciting things about working at Methodist Children's Home.
Well, that's good you embrace that challenge. If you're just joining us, I'm Nan Holmes, and you are listening to Central Texas Leadership Series here at KWBU. Today, I'm visiting with Brian Mize, the Vice President for Quality Improvement, Methodist Children's Home here in Waco, Texas. Is there ever a time when you wonder, how am I going to manage this all? I mean, it's not so much the priorities, but it's not the list, the up and down list. It's the wide challenges that come, where there are just so many things requiring your attention. I think maybe you can give some enlightenment because that is such a big campus, but also no matter, even in a small business, you have that feeling, I'm trying to go up and down, but it's pushing out. The machine is going wider instead of just staying up and down.
It really is amazing how many decisions have to be made during the course of a day at Methodist Children's Home. And it goes far beyond my my role, but you're talking about decisions about, first of all, serving kids and the programs and services that we offer. We're talking about development, where they're raising money for a capital campaign to build new homes on our residential campus. Talking about our human resources, it's trying to provide services and support for 350 employees. So it's a wide range. Our campus, just taking care of our campus, the physical campus in Waco, we have an amazing plant staff. And one of the things you notice when you come onto campus for the first time is it is taken care of, it is well taken care of.
And
we have an outstanding staff who serve by taking care of our physical facilities. And that's just that one location. And then you magnify that to the Boys Ranch and all of our outreach offices. And there are thousands and thousands of decisions that have to be made every day to be able to enable us to fulfill our mission. And so at that point, it's just you determine what the priority is and get what you can do done during that day.
And you make peace with that.
Absolutely. But it's all of us working together. Our 350 employees, it takes all of us doing our job each day to help us fulfill our mission. And that's what I like about working there, is we all recognize that. And it's all of us working together to accomplish our mission.
Mm-hmm. But you're not located just here in Waco. As I understand it, the territory or the reach is actually the entire state of Texas and Arizona?
And New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Well, you're in two time zones. Mm-hmm. That in itself you must have to check your watch if you want to contact other people. But talk about that, the challenge of having such a great, a large area.
You mentioned Brooke's office here in Waco, Family Outreach. We have 12 other Family Outreach locations, and they range from Corpus Christi to Houston to Tyler to Dallas, Lubbock, El Paso, and on into New Mexico. And so each of those offices provides similar services that our local Family Outreach office provides here, and it's all about reaching into the communities. There are 13 different locations, and so we have it's broken into two regions. So we have Kelly Smith and Tracy Wagner, our regional administrators for Family Outreach, and then they work with the local office directors. And each of the offices has case managers and support staff, and they offer three or four different types of services to meet needs in the communities, and it's all based on the specific community. And sometimes it looks a little different if you're in Corpus or El Paso, but the purpose is the same. The program is the same, but it takes a lot of coordination and communication. We are spread out, but that's also a blessing for us to be able to expand our impact beyond Waco. And that's something that our leaders back in the 1960s envisioned, was being able to expand our influence, and that's when they started adding the outreach offices.
So is there more than one home? There's the home, the main campus here. Are there other main campuses, or is this the headquarters?
When it comes to our residential program, we have two campuses. A lot of times when those especially have followed Methodist Children's Home for many years, when they think of Methodist Children's Home, they think of the Waco campus. It's the original location. But in 1970, we created the Boys Ranch, and it's a 500-acre ranch out Highway 84. And so it's a residential program, and so we have young people that live out there. But several years ago, our vice president for programs, Mo Dozier, initiated an effort to try to help bring those two campuses together, the kids together. So we have an on-campus charter school through the University of Texas, and so the Boys Ranch students come to campus to go to school. A lot of the activities, our ag program out at the Boys Ranch enables young people from the Waco campus to go out to the Boys Ranch, and so even though they're different locations, it's still one program, and the residential program. So basically, it's our ministry is residential program and family outreach.
Well, wow, I just looked at that map, and I didn't even realize that it was New Mexico and Arizona. I thought, my goodness, if you get up in the morning and you just look at the map and all the potential for challenges, because as you say, different areas have different needs. You must have to push and pull, making decisions that in the valley or in North Texas, it's very different lifestyles.
Yes, ma'am.
And very different needs. And you've got a lot of employees in addition to those here at the main campus. Would you have an idea about how many total employees you have in the whole
system?
We have
about 350 employees, and that includes, that's our entire agency. And we do operate in two states, Texas and New Mexico, but it's 350 employees total throughout those two states. And it's a variety of positions. And it takes a lot of experiences and strengths and talents to be able to meet specific needs of our kids and fulfill our mission. And so that's one of the interesting things about it, is just thinking about all the different roles it takes to be able to operate daily.
Mm-hmm. If a person out there was interested in work that is really, when I consider your work and all of the staff, is a life of service. That's the kind of nonprofit work you do. What would you recommend for someone who's seeking that kind of employment where it's just much more than 8 to 5 or just doing one little thing? They want to serve and they don't know how to start.
That is my story, specifically in terms of I wanted my career to be something of service and whatever that looked like in public relations. But if you talk to our employees across the board, the vast majority are going to say I'm here as a calling to serve as a mission. Mm-hmm. I want to use my time, my resources to serve children and young people. Now, what's interesting about that is we have employees that like home parents and home life managers and coaches and recreation staff and others that work directly with the kids and have the greatest impact on children and families, and then the family outreach, the case managers that serve with families. But it also takes accountants and our plant staff that I mentioned, development staff and human. It takes all of us to be able to fulfill that mission. And so it's fun to see how it comes together. And so for somebody that's interested in pursuing some type of a mission or calling to a place like this, best thing to do is to look at our website, and we keep jobs posted. And the position that I have now is not a position that I planned for in my career. So you never know what doors will open up for you. But because of the diverse responsibilities that we have, there's probably a place for anyone that has an interest in joining our staff in some way. The timing may not work out right, but for those with a varied background, don't shy away from it. I didn't come from a social service background. But I've been able to have a good career at Methodist Children's Home. So it's a place that requires all different types of responsibilities and gifts and talents. So definitely look at our website and keep in touch with us.
Well, I think that there is that hesitation. Oh, I am an accountant. I won't be able to do, I just have to be an accountant at an accounting firm. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because it makes me remember that all organizations, nonprofits, they need the business people and the social work people to keep the wheels turning in the organization.
If I could share one quick story with you.
Sure.
that I think that follows up perfectly with what you just said. When I came to Methodist Children's, I was wondering how my public relations skills could be used as part of the mission. I had an experience early on with a young lady. I went over to a building to interview a staff member for a story, and I had my camera to take a picture of the staff member. And there was a young lady, one of our teenage girls, sitting in a waiting room. And so while I was waiting on the staff member, I sat down and started talking. Her name was Veronica. And so I started to get to know her. I hadn't met Veronica. So she started talking, and in our conversation, I realized or learned that she likes to write her own worship music. And so I asked her what her favorite song was, and she goes, "Can I sing it for you?" Well, that surprised me. Here in a campus building, a girl that I just met. And so she started singing. And it was the most amazing experience for me. And so after she finished her song, I said, "Would you mind if I just took a picture of you so you could have it and maybe send to your family or give it to your staff member?" And Veronica said, can I leave the room for a minute? Sure. And so she came back a few minutes later and apologized for being taking that time. But I noticed that she had brushed her hair and had put a fresh coat of lipstick on for the picture. And after I took the picture, she goes, I need to explain to you why I wanted that lipstick on. She went on to tell me that at some point in her childhood, she had been abused by an acquaintance of the family. And one night when she was in her bedroom going through this emotional turmoil, her mom came in and sat with her on her bed, and she put her arm around her daughter, and she handed her a canister of lipstick. And she said, Veronica, even though you've been battered and bruised, you're still beautiful to me. And as soon as I heard that, I thought, that's Methodist Children's Home. You know, we have kids that come from all kinds of backgrounds. They've gone through different kinds of storms in their life, but they come here for hope, and they come here to experience love and safety. And so God used me that day by taking a picture of a young lady for her to be able to communicate to me how meaningful Methodist Children's Home is in her life. And that reminded me, it doesn't matter what the job is, we all can be used to be a part of helping a young person grow. And to me, that's the best part of working at Methodist Children's Home.
That's right. Dr. T. Barry Brazelton used to say that if a child has five people in their life, five people who are invested in that child's life, they will succeed. They don't have to be related. That's Dr. Brazelton's theory. They don't have to be related. They have to be invested totally in that child's future. And that you must be doing that. That story reminded me of him saying that you just never know when you will be able to lift up that child and be totally invested by taking their picture.
And it also reminds me, and this is something I want to encourage the Waco community, we have a longstanding relationship and partnership with so many different organizations and institutions that have served and supported our children through Waco Independent School District, Baylor, MCC, TSTC, medical professionals, all the jobs, all the businesses that have hired our young people to give them the experience of being able to work. And it goes on and on. Waco Police Department, they have served us more than 30 years because they provide active duty officers to serve as security officers on our campus at night and weekends. And so when you look at Waco and Methodist Children's Home, it's a partnership that really has spanned 129 years. But the Waco community has an active role. The donors, the churches, everyone that's come into touch with a child has been a part of their growth. And so I want to encourage and thank the Waco community on behalf of Methodist Children's Home for all that you do to support our ministry.
I think that probably the Waco community is happy and has its own rewards to work with an organization like yours. I know that Jim Brown, the present CEO, is retiring. Saw that in the Waco Trib. Even if there's a change at the top, what are some of the challenges that must be faced this year and in the future, no matter who's the present CEO? And talk a little bit more about how the community can continue to support you.
I appreciate that. And Tim Brown has done a great job leading us for 10 years as president and 36 years as an employee. And, you know, I've gone through three transitions in presidents since my time. And one of the keys is it's all the employees that work together that have the same vision that enable us to continue to go forward. We have a solid strategic plan that's going to continue to guide us. The work and family outreach in Waco is one example of how we're willing to try new things. And so I think as we look at the future, it's how can we best serve children and families based on the changing needs. Dr. Daniels, one of our former presidents, said the strength of Methodist Children's Home has been its willingness to change. And that's something that a lot of agencies can't say, but we're very blessed because of our funding, because of the support that we received, to be able to look at new ways, innovative ways to serve children and families. And so we're excited about the future and looking forward to seeing how God continues to bless us.
And give us a few ways that people can support that through their gifts, their presence, and their...
Absolutely. The prayers, the financial gifts. You know, Christmas time is always an exciting time. And so what I would encourage anyone that wants to learn more about Methodist Children's Home, whether it's finding ways to support us or to work, go to our website. That's the easiest way to remember. It's mch.org. And if the homepage, they'll have phone numbers, ways that you can contact different areas of the agency. And we're more than willing to help any way we can to partner with you to be able to support our mission.
Oh, that's great. I urge everyone who's listening to this to take the time to learn more about the Methodist Children's Home if you are not already well aware of all their many, many services. Brian Mize, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule, because it's really, I appreciate it so much that we finally were able to do this. I wish you the best of luck in all your endeavors, and I'm so proud to live in a place that houses such a wonderful institution.
Well, Nan, thank you. Thanks for this time, and thank you for your support of Methodist Children's Home.
This and past episodes are archived on our website at kwbu.org. Look under the Programs tab under Central Texas Leadership Series.